Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
I, Ronald Reagan, do solemnly swear.
I, Barack Hussein Obama, do solemnly swear.
I, William Jefferson Clinton, do solemnly swear.
That I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
And will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend.
Will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend.
Will, to the best of my ability, preserve, protect, and defend the Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
So help you God.
So help me God.
So help me God.
So help you God.
So help me God.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations, sir.
Already he's bringing with him trouble. No, not really. Troublemakers are there. They're already got protests. I see tear gas. And this looks like, you know what it looks like? And I don't know if you're looking at this, producer Phil, but this reminds me of someplace you'd see in Europe right now. These guys are, they've got their shields. They're firing tear gas. There are people throwing rocks and bottles. They're breaking stuff up. It's ridiculous. Again, this is where the adults are. Can you just stop being ass clowns for just a second and let's move on with our lives? It's fine to protest. I got zero problems with that. But when you start breaking people's personal property, when you start breaking into store windows, when you start breaking cars and lighting them on fire, when you start doing all of these things, you have lost any kind of credibility with anything you care about. Period. Case closed. End of story. Can't talk to me. Don't care. Whatever you're saying means nothing. Your credibility is nil. Grow up and act like an adult. That's it. Act like an adult. Absolutely. Feel free to get together, to be pissed off and in whatever realm that you think you need to. Feel free to do that. Feel free to show up and to absolutely protest, chant, sing songs, do whatever that you think you need to do that is correct for whatever cause that you feel you have. I know what cause you have. I guarantee you, I'm looking at all these protesters. Every one of them is there for a different reason, and none of them are actually looking for change. They just want to scream, yell, and throw a fit. That's it. If you ask 20 of these people, what are you here for? They're going to tell you something a little bit different. I don't like Donald Trump. I don't like the oligarchy. I don't like white men. I don't like blah, 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 blah. I don't like. They're all going to be there. And it's going to start with, I don't like. How about start with, I want change. Boom. How about start with that? It's amazing, man. They look like they're going to throw down. It's getting serious now. And it's really weird, too. This is my confusion because I can't tell who's a journalist and who is also a protester. Because the journalists are taking pictures of the cops with their police shields. And at the same time, it looks like the cops are getting ready to bum rush them and whoop them. So they've arrested 90, and there's probably going to be more arrests throughout the day. And I think it's going to be the same tomorrow. You can text the show. 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423, 844-DIG-CHAD is the number to call, 844-344-2423. We've got a new president. He is the 45th president of the United States. He is all, you know, look, we knew this was going to happen, right? We knew the anger that he was bringing. We knew the fear that people have. I'm amazed that people are so easily influenced, and I shouldn't be. Again, and it's not just our time, although it spreads faster in our time than ever before, but I always hearken back to long ago when Orson Welles did that amazing play, War of the Worlds, on Halloween night, and people were fooled into thinking we were actually being invaded by aliens. And so I'm not so much amazed by that. You know, I shouldn't be. But what I'm truly amazed by it is the fact that the fear that people have. All this is based on fear, right? All of this is based on fear. You've been sold a bill of goods that Donald Trump and Mike Pence and the Republicans are going to steal everything that you hold dear. They're coming to take your choice. They're coming to take away who you love. They're coming to take away somebody here who is here illegally. They're coming. All of these things are being sold to you, and it's all based on fear because we have ginned up fear everywhere. We can't even let our kids go down the street by themselves anymore without somebody calling CPS and saying, did you know that there's a kid down the street and he and his little sister are playing by themselves at the park? I don't see a parent with him. You should take him away from the, you know, who they are. They're free ranging. You can't be free ranging. You can't be free ranging. Do you know what day this is? No, nothing's going to happen. It's all based on fear. We watch Dateline, Nightline, and all you ladies out there, you watch the ID channel. I know that. And you think that, you know, so-and-so's coming to take your kid and such is going to happen. And blah. Come on. All based on fear. Kids are going to school, and they're going to school with this kind of, oh, well, let's see what happens in college. And they're being told by the professor how their life is going to be ruined and how all of this stuff is going to happen. And they're going to be destroyed, and they're going to come out, and they're going to come into a world where blacks are back in chains and browns are deported from the country and blah, 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 blah. It's all based on fear because fear is emotion, and emotion gets people to react. Salesmen and women know this. If you're a great salesman and a great saleswoman, you know you play on people's emotions. It's greed. It is fear. It is, you know, whatever you have to do emotionally to get somebody to do something. All of these people are being sold a bill of goods about how their life is going to be destroyed. It happened 8 years ago with Barack Obama, right? 8 years ago, he was taking away the guns and he was going to institute Sharia law and all of the crap that I heard. Hell, up until 2 days ago, we were getting people calling and emailing me saying that he is going to institute martial law the day before and he's going to get fear. All based on fear. Because people out there who are clever can frame it in such a way that people react because they know they're dealing with the lowest common denominator in a lot of ways. Who are people that aren't going to do research, who are people aren't going to think for themselves, who are people who will blindly follow like sheeple, nah, and they will do whatever. And then they pass it on to somebody else who also has that same kind of mentality, and on to somebody else, and on to somebody else, and on to somebody else. And then it spreads like wildfire. And you get people out there who are terrified, who are absolutely terrified that their world's going to come to an end. That somehow, in some way, in some shape, in some form, that something that this president is going to do is going to destroy their life. Like, singularly, he's coming to your house to lock you up. And it's all based on fear. Because that's an emotion people could easily react, get people to react to. And that's what happens. And that's what's happening now. These protesters that are protesting today and tomorrow and that will protest for the foreseeable future, if you ask them all, why are you here? They'll tell you they're scared of something. When I was a kid growing up, just like many of you, you were scared about what was in the closet. You were scared about what was under your bed. You were scared about what was behind the curtains. You were scared about what was outside. Yet at 46 years old, as an adult, I realized that was a childish thought because there was nothing in my closet. There was nothing under my bed, and there was nothing behind the curtains or outside waiting to get in. Fear is a great emotion, and people use it, and they take advantage of it, and that's what you're seeing now. We've got a new president. How about we put the fear aside, we all act like adults, and we give him a chance, and if he fails, then he fails, and we call him on it, and if he succeeds, we go, yay, you succeeded. You did what you were supposed to do. We give him an attaboy. But living in fear like this and having people do what they're doing and having people throw a fit like five-year-old toddlers who are worried about the monster in the closet named Donald Trump that in some way, shape, or form is going to come out and haunt them not only in their nightmares but in their reality is stupid. The Chad Benson Show, Facebook, at Chad Benson Show, Twitter, ChadBenson, Chad at ChadBensonShow.com. You can text the program, getting several text messages, 323-538-2423, 323-538-2423. It's the Chad Benson Show.
It's sometimes referred to as the martini effect and has nothing to do with drinking. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you what it is and how divers avoid it next. Scuba
Radio. This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The martini effect is a slang term to refer to nitrogen narcosis, the physical and mental impairment experienced by scuba divers on deeper dives. Most divers don't feel the effects at 30 or even 60 feet. Everyone is different, much as some people get drunk more easily than others. But with increasing depth, you are much more likely to feel it. At 100 feet and deeper, you will definitely be affected, even if you're not aware of it. Dive into DAN.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
Patty loves to photograph puppies. That's why she opened Patty's Puppy Portraits. But it takes more than love to run a business. It also takes paper. Lots and lots of paper. That's why business owners like Patty go to Office Depot Office Max, where you can buy any Office Depot brand ream of paper or a 10-ream case of paper and get one free. Because at Office Depot Office Max, we're gear for you and the work you love. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for great. In-store only. Ends January 21st. Limit 2.
Chances are someone in your family will be hit with a cold or flu this season. Before you reach for the medicine cabinet, check to see if your child has a fever. Dr. Carrie Peterson practices medicine in New York City.
Fevers of 101 degrees Fahrenheit or more are generally a sign of illness, so taking your child's temperature is a first step in gauging what to do.
Dr. Peterson says Braun offers the Thermoscan ear thermometer, the number one brand among pediatricians and moms.
Moms can feel confident with a reading from the ear canal because of its close proximity to the eardrum, which shares the blood supply of the brain's temperature control center.
A new Braun survey shows millennial and Gen X moms agree fever is their number one concern when caring for their sick kids. To get an accurate temperature reading, Dr. Peterson says technology is on your side.
Parents have the option of getting an accurate temperature reading without even touching or waking their baby. The Braun No Touch Plus Forehead Thermometer provides a reading in only 2 seconds, whether gently touching a child's forehead or from up to 2 inches away.
Learn more at BraunThermometers.com.
It's sometimes referred to as the martini effect and has nothing to do with drinking. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll tell you what it is and how divers avoid it next. Scuba
Radio. This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The martini effect is a slang term to refer to nitrogen narcosis, the physical and mental impairment experienced by scuba divers on deeper dives. Most divers don't feel the effects at 30 or even 60 feet. Everyone is different, much as some people get drunk more easily than others. But with increasing depth, you are much more likely to feel it. At 100 feet and deeper, you will definitely be affected, even if you're not aware of it. Dive into DAN.org for more info and to Scuba Radio to get the urge to submerge. Scuba Radio.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. Thousands of people have used it to have a portion of their credit card debt forgiven. Call now for free information and a consultation. And we'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Get eye-opening information that could save you thousands of dollars a year or a month, depending on how much you owe. In fact, the more you owe, the more you can save. All you need is to owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or department store debt to qualify. So call for free debt forgiveness information now at 800-207-8558. That's 800-207-8558. Discover the secret to having your credit card debt forgiven. Call 800-207-8558. 800-207-8558.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a Torque Flight 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
that mother.
We don't want your tiny hands anywhere near our underpants. We don't want your tiny hands anywhere near our underpants. We don't want your tiny hands.
That's Fiona Apple ruining music with her new We Don't Want Your Tiny Hands Anywhere Near Our Underpants song that will be sang everywhere tomorrow as women march on D.C. on Trump. They're marching on Trump. They really are. They're going to march on. I don't know what they're marching on. He's not done anything, but they're just there. It's a preemptive march. We're watching protesters throw a fit today. He said 100 days. Look, when you're a president, you got a short time to make a meaningful impact. And that first 100 days is kind of where you want to take your presidency. You try to have the biggest impact. You try to have impact all the time, but that biggest impact is that first 100 days. You want to get stuff done. You want to get things pushed. You want to get, legislation. We get those bills passed. We want to get all of this stuff out there because it will shape where you want to take the country and your presidency. And a lot of people are terrified by that. Whatever. A lot of people have hope. A lot of people do. A lot of people have hope. A lot of people are excited about this. It depends on what side of the aisle you find. It's so stupid. What side of the aisle are you on? I'm not on any aisle because that's just dumb. I'm an American. That's the aisle I'm on. I'm on the island of America. It's not even an island, Chad. Whatever. It's insane. Now, he's promised he's going to have a ton of executive orders. The repealing of Obamacare is coming up. And I heard today from one of my peeps on the ground that Tuesday, Wednesday, they will have a replacement ready to roll. And some of the language inside of there is they're going to keep some of that stuff, pre-existing conditions, some of those things. It looks like they're going to keep those things. I think there was some stuff inside Obamacare that we should absolutely have kept, and I think they will. But there's going to be a lot of other things inside of there. Pooling choice, which is going to be huge. You're a small business owner. The opportunity to go buy in a group setting, if you will, to share and spread that across, the risk across many is what, I think a lot of people want. I haven't heard if there's going to be the thing that I think a lot of people are, which is, what's the competition going to be like? Can I shop elsewhere? Am I stuck specifically in California? What if Oregon has a policy I like? It fits me great. Can I shop here, there, and everywhere? I think that's, a lot of people are wondering about that. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. But this first 100 days, as with all presidents, it's a shaper. And this is what you're trying to do. You're trying to shape your presidency in these first 100 days and in what will hopes to be the kind of, the wave of where you're headed. Like, this is how I shaped my presidency. This is where I took it. This is the push off I got. And this is where we went with it. Doesn't always work out that way. And again, things can happen over time. Things can happen. President Bush, you've got 9/11. That shapes your presidency in a much different way than your first 100 days. Your first 100 days means nothing if that happens. You can tweet at the show, at Chad Benson Show. Twitter just writes us, the red tie proves that hashtag Donald Trump is a Sith Lord, end of the Republic and the start of the Empire. I don't think so. I don't think he's the end. I do find it, Pence had a blue tie. And Trump had a red tie. I found that to be kind of interesting. But Trump is the red tie wearer. He's that kind of guy. So this first 100 days, the fear factor, like California, right? That article the other day in the New York Times about California being this kind of last bastion of progressivism and how it's going to do all it can to stand up to the president. And my question is to everybody out there, whether it be in California or anywhere else in the world, is what if President Trump doesn't suck like you think he does? What if President Trump achieves a good portion of the things he said he's going to achieve? What if healthcare does get better? What if jobs and GDP growth actually happen? What if there is some semblance of peace in the Middle East? What if those things actually happen? The problem is we're so partisan now that no matter what he does, you will never give him credit. So you've made up in your mind, barring an experience in life that would make, and by that I mean, if you just live your life the way it is and nothing that he does has any effect on you whatsoever, then you'll always have a disdain for him no matter what he does. But if you have an experience where it changes your view, that's the only way a lot of people change their view now. It's literally you have to hit him over the head with a hammer. It has to be an experience. But what if these things happen? What if there is something that happens that is absolutely incredible with him? What if we find out we've got this engine moving that is the economy, and all of a sudden we've got a skip in our step and we're moving forward and things are better? Wow. What if there is some sort of peace in the Middle East and we pull out in a peaceful way and we actually start to do things that, like, we've talked about for years? Wow. What if? Again, I don't know what's going to happen. I'm not a seesayer. That's not who I am. I'm giving you my opinion. And my opinion is, let's give the guy a chance. My opinion is, he's been in office for less than an hour and a half. And before he even got to office, the disdain by the people on the left, especially hardcore progressives, has been, it's insane. And seeing them out there protesting now and starting fires and doing the things that, throwing rocks at cops and acting like spoiled child little brats, it's embarrassing. Hearing a song about keep your tiny hands away from my underpants, it's just, this is what you're doing? This is how you're choosing to move forward? Don't tell me you want to move forward. You want things your way, period, case closed, end of story. The GOP stands for something. It is the grand old party, meaning old as an adult. That's the way I look at it right now. Childish, staying away, all you 68 or 69 congressional people today. Absolutely childish. That was childish. And you know what? I'm seeing childish behavior right now.